Hello, this is Joan Charles, and I thought it would be a good idea to bring you up to date with some of the things I've been doing. I've been out and about in and around Scotland looking at some amazing haunted locations that seem to have presented themselves to me. One of which was a place that is in between Montrose and Argyll. It's a small bed and breakfast called Lunan Lodge, and it's tucked away in the beautiful countryside. And overlooks the sea. Just so idyllic, basically, that you would never think anything would be going on here whatsoever. However, went up there to have a wee look and spoke to the owners, who are just amazing. They've absolutely kept the property very sympathetic to the environment. The house is or was an old manse, and it sits up on the hill. Basically, it's quite far away from the church and the original manse, and it's built on ley lines, so you can imagine, the activity that would be there. I went up and was able to go out with some dowsing rods and have a wee sense of, where the ley lines actually were. And it's not just one, there's a whole grid of ley lines that kind of the house sits upon. When you go into the house, if you're intuitive or sensitive in any way, you can't but help tap into the energy that's already there, the residual energy. And you sense all the different hot and cold spots. I'm not going to tell you where they are in case you ever, fancy going up and doing one of the ghost investigation tours or the safaris that they do. And I would have to say I highly recommend it. But there are lots of different hot spots in and around the house. And all in all, I think there's something like 45, 46 ghosts that have been validated and recorded, some with names, definitely descriptions, etc. And fortunately, while I was there, I was able to tap into quite a few of them and describe them in detail, giving their name and the features that they had and, what they might have done in and around the house and the property in days going by. All in all, and I absolutely loved the visit. It was very, very interesting. The whole area is just quite a fascinating energy about it. And it's certainly somewhere I would definitely go back to and absolutely plan to next year at some point. So if you're looking for a great place to go and check out, ghost activity, or you want to kind of do some investigation about, the past and history and what's going before, I would definitely, recommend Lunan Lodge. And it's a fabulous place to go. And not only that, you get the most amazing breakfast in the morning, served up by Jules, one of the owners, and he makes an absolutely fantastic hot chocolate as well. So going there, you certainly would not be disappointed.